Turn with me to Genesis and chapter 19. I'm sure this narrative, this account, this history needs no introduction. Who does not know of Lot and Lot's choice? Well, the verse that I want to think tonight are these words in verse 16 of chapter 19. While Lot lingered. You may not know what that word means, children. Linger. It's not a word we use, but it's very accurate. It means to procrastinate. You say, I don't know what that word means. It means to delay. To delay and to make an excuse. To linger. To hang around. To stay when you shouldn't really stay. I've used this illustration before. Bedtime. Excuse. I want to stay up longer. I will allow myself to get distracted by this and that and the other. I linger. And Lot lingered. Why does it tell us that? Really, this passage is about the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. You've heard of those two cities of five of the plain, Sodom and Gomorrah, known as two of the most wicked places that the world has ever known. There's many, many wicked places, but these are the places that have that reputation. Many of these expressions are in English language. Who doesn't know of Sodom and Gomorrah? We even use the words, and the adults know, sodomy. Oh, what a graphic word. Sodom and Gomorrah, the place that Lot chose to live in. And so we think tonight, Lot was the nephew of Abraham. His father died even before his grandfather died. And so Abraham, Uncle Abraham, looked out for Lot. He watched his back, as it's known today. And Lot, as Abraham left Ur, and as he heard the call of God to leave his idols behind, and to turn and to live for the living God, and to follow him, Lot went with him. Father Haran had died, and so Abraham's father Terah, and Abraham looked after this young man. Abraham was 75 years old when they left Ur. He left his homeland, and he started to travel. You know what happened? There was war. War between those that cared for the sheep and the goats and the flocks of Abraham and those that cared for Lot's great estate. They were very wealthy. Hundreds, thousands of animals. That's like having a dozen cars and half a dozen houses in today's language. Both were wealthy. Abraham had provided for Lot. He'd given him so much. Uncle Abraham, how kind he was to nephew Lot. And so it tells us in Genesis 13 that their farmers, those that looked after the animals, they had an argument. There was strife. There was the potential for war. And Abraham didn't want that. It wasn't between Abraham and Lot. It was between their herdsmen. And so Abraham graciously says to the young man, you choose. You choose. If you take the low road, I'll take the high road. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. And so, selfish Lot didn't respect his uncle. Lot's choice was for himself. He chose with his eyes what seemed to be good. He chose with his eyes what was for him. But the Lord was so merciful to Lot throughout his life. What a picture of mercy this is going to be. Oh, Lot, you don't deserve it. You didn't deserve the herds. You didn't deserve an uncle that looked out for you, that watched your back. You didn't deserve all the kindness. Oh, Lot, what are you doing? What are you doing? Pitching your tent, building your temporary house near to Sodom. Everybody knew that Sodom was an evil city. Lot had been warned, don't live near Sodom. They'll pull you in. They'll trap you. They'll snare you. And he creeps nearer and nearer. Is there someone tonight? And the world draws you in. The world says, come a bit nearer. Come and pitch your tent near me. But that wasn't enough for Lot. He had to put 2 feet inside. He had to make his house inside. Well, we read a horrible verse. It's not horrible because it's truthful, but it says in Genesis 13:13, but the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Do you know every sin is before God? Every sin that we do and say and every thought is before God, because he knows, he sees, he reads the mind, he hears. The men of Sodom were wicked and sinners. Do you know, I think the Lord uses an economy of words here. He isn't so graphic as perhaps it deserved. He just says that word at the end, exceedingly. The sin of Sodom. And Lot says, that's where I want to live. That's where I'll go and pitch my tent. The word Sodom means burning. That's what God would do to it. The word Gomorrah means submersion. They would go down and down and down. There was no depth to the depravity of Gomorrah. We've read things tonight in that reading. Oh, despicable things. Things that it wouldn't be right to explain this evening. Describing what went on and the very character of these cities and what they were up to. But you know, in the midst of it, the New Testament, remarkably, I've never quite understood this, calls Lot a righteous man. Just Lot. It says that when Lot went to live in Sodom, the wickedness and the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah grieved and vexed his righteous soul. Lot was a believer. His faith wasn't very strong. He hadn't separated from the world. He hadn't left behind and turned his back yet upon what he should have done. He was trying to live with a foot in the world and a foot with Uncle Abraham. And he was an unhappy man, because, do you know, if there's somebody here tonight, I was in this position once. You try and live to please God and earth, men and the Savior, you will never be happy. You won't be a happy believer, and you won't be a happy unbeliever. You'll have unhappiness in both camps. And that was Lot. And Uncle Abraham, he comes, and in the midst of a war that breaks out, the first war, we mentioned it this morning, the first war recorded in the Bible, Abraham has to come and rescue Lot. He's got involved with the world, he's got involved with the war, and Abraham comes with 318 of his servants that he trains, and he rescues him the first time. Oh, the mercy of God. The grace of God. Lot, you've made a bad choice. You've got involved and entangled with the world. But Abraham's watching your back again. And he's coming to rescue you. He's coming to help you, and he rescues his family. It says he rescues his possessions. Oh, how faithful was Uncle Abraham to his nephew Lot. Well, it says that the Lord appeared to Abraham and spoke to him that because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah was great and because their sin was very grievous, he would destroy it. They were warned. Lot was warned. Do you know what the worst sin was of Sodom and Gomorrah? Maybe not what you think. It tells us this in the book of Ezekiel and chapter 16. You might like to turn to it if you have a Bible. Ezekiel and chapter 16. It's not the sin that you might think. Let's read from verse 48. Ezekiel and chapter 16, verse 48. As I live, saith the Lord God, Sodom thy sister hath not done. She nor her daughters, as thou hast done, thou and thy daughters. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride, number one, the first sin of Sodom, the cause of all their great and maybe worse sin, was pride. Fullness of bread, greed, gluttony, overeating, and abundance of idleness. They were lazy. They were lazy and didn't work. Abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. And look, neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. Four characteristics of godlessness: pride, gluttony, laziness, no care for the poor, for the homeless, and for the needy. The other sins that you know about, the ones that Sodom and Gomorrah was famous for, they were the byproducts of those four base, core, foundational sins. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. This is the city that God had to destroy. He had to destroy the whole world in the time of Noah. He had to destroy these two cities, burn them. Do you know the Bible doesn't mince its words? People speak about preaching hell, fire, and damnation. Hell preachers, they call them. Do you know, sometimes we need to mention hell. We need to mention that God does judge. Because he's righteous. Because he's holy. Because nobody can go to heaven as an unholy person. And unless they're washed and cleansed, they cannot stand in the presence of God. Have your sins been washed tonight? Do you know there were no unrighteous people that survived Sodom and Gomorrah? The Lord only saved those that he was merciful to and laid his hand upon those that escaped from the city. Well, you know the prayer of Uncle Abraham. Will you save the city? God couldn't save the city. Will you save 50? Will you rescue them? No, there wasn't 50. 45, 40. The countdown is on. 30, 20. Would there be 10? The Lord was merciful. He gave a window before the door shut, before heaven was closed to Sodom and Gomorrah. 10 souls. The Lord spared them. Well, let's look and see what happened. We want to come to our text. You know what happened? Messengers were sent from heaven. Messengers were sent to bring a message of the gospel. This is such a graphic picture. The messengers come. They find Lot, who was probably the mayor of the city. When it says in verse 1, Lot sat in the gate, that probably means he was a judge or he was the mayor of the city. He'd risen up. He'd become an important person. And when you sat at the gate, you greeted any visitors. And when the angels came, he greets them with respect. He bows his face toward the ground. These were heavenly messengers with a heavenly message of grace and mercy. And he pleads with them, come, stay in my house. Let you come. I'll give you hospitality. And they say, no, we've got to go into the city. We're going to stay in the plaza, in the open marketplace, because we're going to bring a message of mercy and grace. But Lot knows better. He knows the character of the city, and he says, come in. You don't want to see what I've seen and hear what I've seen. Come, and I will look after you. And the message comes. You've got to escape. The heavenly messengers say, you've got to escape. The hours are short. Oh, there's an illustration, isn't there? Haven't we heard of those escaping? Those cities in Ukraine. They were told the war is coming. The city might be destroyed. The cruise missiles might land in your tower block tonight. Go and hide in the underground. Go and run to Romania, to Poland, to somewhere of safety. Get out of the city. That's what the heavenly messengers came and said. Lot went out. Verse 14. He spoke to his sons-in-law, which married his daughters-in-law. He tells them, the heavenly messengers have said to me, destruction, it's coming, it's hours away. Get out. These words are very searching. Lot's testimony had been so spoiled by the choices that he'd taken again and again, that as he came, his two sons-in-law said, we think this is a joke. You're a comedian. You're having a laugh. What do you mean? He says, no. The angels have told me the city will be destroyed. The bombs are coming. It's going to burn. Verse 15, the morning came. The angels hastened. They hadn't listened. They hadn't listened to Lot. And so the angels have to take action. Arise, get your wife, your daughters, which are here. By my counting, that's four people. Lot, his wife, his two daughters. There wasn't 10. Lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And then here's our text. While he lingered. Why did he procrastinate? Why did he delay? Why did he get down on his hands and knees and make every excuse he could to go looking in the streets while he lingered? Hang on, I need to pack my bags. I need to get my choice possessions. I need to gather together all my favorite paintings. I need to get everything that's my special choice. No, Lot. Why are you waiting? Why are you lingering? Because Lot had made poor choices. He'd chosen to live in the world. He had no desire for heaven. He wanted to move to Sodom. It attracted him. He'd agreed to become the mayor. He found fellowship with sinners. He made friends with them. He had a bad testimony to his sons-in-law. He considered Sodom to be his home. Is there someone here tonight? You consider earth to be your home? That's the question, really. Is heaven your home? Or is Bedford your home? Where's your home tonight? Those who love the Lord Jesus Christ have no continuing city. Heaven is our home, but for Lot, it was Sodom. He was comfortable there. He wanted to stay there. He enjoyed it. He left, and it was nearly too late. Just look and see what happened. Verse 16, while he lingered, the angels, the heavenly messengers, they got hold of his hand and they dragged him. He was lingering. He wanted to stay. He wanted to lie down. He wanted to go to sleep. And the heavenly messengers, they go and grab him. Like a fireman taking somebody out of the bed, pulling the duvet back, saying, it's smoke, it's fire, you've got to get out. And one by one, the four of them, they're taken out of the burning building, spiritually speaking. They lead them. Words weren't enough. They needed to be led. And upon the hand of his two daughters, the four of them, look at these lovely words. The Lord being merciful to Lot, not just to Lot, but to his wife, you know what happened to her, and to the two daughters that continued to make awful choices. What happens to Lot? He sets him outside the city, 2 feet outside of hell, 2 feet on the road to rescue, 2 feet outside the city of iniquity. Oh, Lot, how gracious is God? You see the mercy? Doesn't somebody feel tonight the mercy of God calling to them, escape, escape? What does he say? Look, verse 17. It came to pass when they had brought them forth out of the burning house, brought them forth abroad, that just means outside the city, that he said, they wanted to sit down and have their sandwiches. Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee. Don't turn around. No second thoughts. No lingering. No waiting. No grabbing your possessions. Escape. Run fast now for thy life. J.C. Ryle says these words. He was slow when he should have been quick. He was backward when he should have been forward. He loitered when he should have hurried. He was cold when he should have been hot. But you know, it's my conviction here tonight. I can see lingerers loitering like Lot tonight. What's holding you? Why are you waiting? You know that this world is a fallen world. You know that this world wants to grab you and grasp you and take you into its clutches. Why are you lingering? The Lord says to you, escape for your life. Some of you, you're like Lot. You believe in God's word. You believe there's a savior. You believe in heaven, but you don't love heaven. And you don't hate hell, and you haven't escaped for your life. Look not behind you, neither stay thou in the plain. Oh, there's one more horrible thing. Lot, he negotiates with God. Let me not live in the plain. I love cities. That's why I chose Sodom. Let me just have a city. Look, this is a small city. It's a bit like Bedford. I'm not going to go to London, not that wicked city, but let me live in a little city. And look at the grace and mercy of God. He says, yes. He should have said no. But the Lord says, if you must. He lets him escape with his wife and his daughters. He lets him live in a city instead of in the plain. Oh, this speaks of the mercy of God. The God that gives and gives and gives again to the one that least deserved it. That's my message tonight. The mercy of God. The Lord, verse 16, the Lord being merciful unto him. That's mercy. Lot that didn't deserve it. Lot that made terrible decisions again and again and again. Lot that lingered. Lot that loitered. Lot that stayed in the city, and he had to be dragged out with my feeble words tonight. Would the Holy Spirit lay it upon your heart? There are people here tonight, I don't know where you stand. I don't know whether you've got 2 foot in Sodom or 1 foot inside and 1 outside. My friends tonight, don't linger anymore. May the Lord be merciful to you. May he spare you 1 more day. Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Let's pray together. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, we hear of many escaping tonight, traveling tens of kilometers to rescue their physical life and protect their children. It moves us. It should not be. But Lord, spiritually, we are no better. In fact, we are worse. We do not run. We do not walk. We do not leave. We loiter. Lord, stir some heart tonight. May we linger no more. May we run to Jesus Christ, the only Savior. We pray this in Jesus' name.